House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named 7 impeachment managers this morning. They are set to prosecute the case against President Trump in the Senate. And the list includes San Jose Representative Zoe Lofgren. To learn more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bruce Kane, political science professor at Stanford and director of Stanford Center for the American West. Professor Kane, thanks for joining us this morning. What will happen next in this process?
Well, we're going to proceed forward with the actual trial, and that means going through the formal procedures of notifying and sending the documents forward. At this point, the people that have been designated as the prosecutors, if you like, from the managers from the House, have to really start to put together their case.
So how does this work, or do we know yet how it works? Because the Senate will set the rules of the trial.
Yeah, so, you know, usually what we do is look back on the past and take the rules from there, because the Constitution doesn't spell out in great detail all the specifics about how the trial proceeds. But what we have are 2 other proceedings, the most relevant one being the most recent one, which was with Clinton. And the question there is going to come down to this critical point of, will there be live witnesses? Everything else seems to be pretty much agreed upon by consensus. But the question is, will the Republicans decide that they will allow live witnesses? And that will take a vote. And at this point, it's a little hard to say which way it's going to go.
Technically, is it a trial without witnesses and evidence?
Well, technically, it's not really a judicial proceeding. I mean, this is the fakeness of the whole thing. It's really a political proceeding. It's like a vote of confidence. That's what it's called in other democracies. But we've put on top of it this kind of veneer of legalism. But the reality is, it's not jurors. It's a political decision on the part of the Congress, and we already know how that's going to come out. Unless something dramatic comes out in the trial, you're not going to get the supermajority vote that you need to indict the president. So what the Democrats have to think about is, how do you use this best to make the case against the president's abuse of power? Because that is really the serious issue, and also the question of whether the House can be ignored as blatantly as it has been in terms of subpoenas and getting witnesses and getting material. Those are the issues that are worth fighting for. But honestly, right now, it doesn't look like you're going to get the votes.
At any point, does this wind up this collision between the administration, the Democratic-controlled House, the Republican-controlled Senate, in the hands of the judiciary? In any way, do you see any element of this that goes to the Supreme Court?
Some people have argued that. We haven't been there before, so that would be new territory. The main role right now will be that Roberts presides over this. And so one thing we have to wait, see how he deals with it. To what degree does he sort of just defer to whatever rules are put forward by essentially the Republican majority? And to what degree does he try to sort of mediate that or to alter that? That would give us a signal as to whether the court's interested in any way in judicial review. But at the moment, that's not, aside from the question, there are constitutional questions that were brought up in the House proceedings about whether the president's people can ignore subpoenas or can withhold material. And those issues can proceed forward and should proceed forward, in my opinion, because those are issues worth fighting for.
Professor Kane, thank you for your thoughts this morning. Bruce Kane, a political science professor at Stanford, as well as the director of Stanford's Center for the American West.